Shalom, I'm Eddie Chumney of Hebraic Heritage Ministries, and we welcome you to this week's Focus Israel Report. In this week's report, we're going to be sharing with you details of the B'nai Yosef National Congress, which was held recently in Tampa, Florida. B'nai Yosef is a Hebrew word that means the children of Joseph. These are Christians who believe that they are part of the people mentioned in the prophecy of Ezekiel chapter 37, wherein Ezekiel was instructed by the God of Israel to take two sticks, one representing Joseph and his companions, and another stick representing Judah and his companions. Judah would refer to the Jewish people, and these Christians believe that Joseph refers to the non-Jewish element of the house of Jacob. The meeting in Tampa, Florida represented the North American constituency of this worldwide movement. The B'nai Yosef National Congress, representing North America, consists of a network of North Americans who have heard the call to join together for the common purpose of the restoration and reconstitution of the people of the Northern Kingdom of Israel, known as the Ten Tribes, or Ephraim, or the House of Joseph. The purpose of the summit was twofold. Number one, to discuss and affirm a statement of identity and purpose, and number two, to get a biblical leadership structure in place consisting of an executive council to be the administration arm and a council of elders to guide and lead B'nai Yosef North America. So who do these Christians who identify being B'nai Yosef, the children of Joseph, also called Ephraim, how do they explain themselves in being a part of Christianity? At the conference, there was an approved Articles of Declaration. And in the declaration, it stated the following. Historically, the nation of Israel split into two separate kingdoms, the House of Judah to the south and the House of Israel to the north. The House of Judah predominantly continued to identify with the Torah and walk in God's statutes and commandments, while the Northern Kingdom of Israel, whose first king was Jeroboam, fell into a downward spiral of idolatry. Through the prophets of Israel, God repeatedly warned the Northern Kingdom that continued disobedience would bring expulsion from the land, but those warnings went unheeded as Israel refused to repent. Ultimately, the kingdom of Assyria conquered the Northern Kingdom of Israel and took its inhabitants into exile, where they assimilated into Assyrian culture and accepted their many gods. And as a result, the God of Israel fulfilled his ominous promise found first in Deuteronomy 28 and declared again many times in the prophets. God drove the Northern Kingdom of Israel even farther into the nations, giving them up to their idols, while simultaneously declaring them to be, in Hosea chapter 1, Lo Ami, or not my people. They became known by historians as the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and became scattered as a mixed multitude to the four corners of the earth. So what do we make of the prophecy in Ezekiel chapter 37, that the two sticks consisting of the house of Joseph in the northern kingdom would be united with the southern kingdom of the house of Judah, or the Jewish people? The reunion of the two kingdoms is prophesied in Ezekiel 37, where it is written that the stick of Judah and the stick of Ephraim would become one in the hand of the Lord. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 19, it is written, Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, As for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write on it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. And when the children of your people speak to you, saying, Will you not show us what you mean by this? Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel, his companions, and I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will become one in my hand. Spearheading the effort to establish the B'nai Yosef National Congress in exile were two Israelis. They called for a gathering of Christians who identify as being B'nai Yosef in Ariel, Israel, last year during the season of the Feast of Shavuot or Pentecost, One of these Israeli leaders spoke on the concept of the two sticks becoming one. And what does this mean and how does it look like? In Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 17, which says, "Join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand." Being a native-born Israeli and thus knowing the Hebrew language, explained how the word join in Hebrew is karab, and it means to come near, to approach, to enter into, to draw near. In essence, to bring close. So the prophecy from Ezekiel 37, the two sticks, Judah and Ephraim, when they join, it means that they would draw close to each other. It does not mean that Judah becomes Ephraim or that Ephraim becomes Judah. They are to draw near to each other. And it's up to the God of Israel to make them into one nation in his way and in his timing. So how might this B'nai Yosef National Congress North American Summit be prophetically significant? Well, the gathering of B'nai Yosef, or the children of Joseph, or Ephraimites, is truly about the unfolding and fulfillment of the prophecy found in Ezekiel 37 regarding the scattered dry bones. The northern kingdom of Israel, the children of Joseph, were scattered to all nations of the world. But these Christians who are gathered believe that they live today. So today, in our time, these children of Joseph are coming together. They are assembling. Leaders are being raised up who are being affirmed by those who are coming unto a governmental organizational structure. Euphemistically, this is being seen as the skeleton frame of a living army being constructed and built. The theme of the dry bones came up many times throughout the summit. Daniel Holdings, one of the masters of ceremony, repeatedly asked the question of the attendees, which comes from Ezekiel chapter 37. Can these dry bones live? Al McCarn, the executive director, opened up the Congress with a keynote speech. In his opening statement, he said, "You are here to witness the birth of a nation. We assemble here today as Abraham's seed. The dry bones are coming alive again today. We are the returning lost tribes of Israel. We must join with our brother Judah. We are the non-Jewish part of Israel. Israel, or the house of Jacob, is incomplete until Joseph has joined with Judah." So one of the purposes of this summit was to establish a governing structure for B'nai Yosef, or the children of Joseph, and specifically the North American branch of this worldwide movement, consisting of an executive council to be the administrative arm, along with the council of elders to guide and lead B'nai Yosef North America. David Altman, deputy executive director, gave a message on building B'nai Yosef on God's model. He shared some key scriptures to lay a foundation for what biblical governance looks like, referring to Exodus chapter 18, verses 21 and 22, which says, "Seek out from all people able men who fear the God of Israel, men of truth, hating unfair gain, and place these over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, and they shall rightly rule the people at all times." He spoke about how these appointed leaders would have relational connection with those they serve, and that these relationships are the connective tissue that binds them together. He also said, "If a keystone of a bridge is strong, then it can hold any weight possible, so all the other stones can fit together. And if the Lord is that keystone, then Ephraim can work on building the bridge on their side, and Judah can work on building the bridge on their side, where the God of Israel will be the keystone, where the two will meet in the middle." He spoke about the nature and character of these new leaders, that they are bondservants, and a bondservant's heart serves the least, serves the person who can do nothing for you, and one who lifts up others. His final closing statement summed it up beautifully. "May those who look at this organizational structure see the face of God." Concerning the biblical governing structure being raised up, another leader elected in the B'nai Yosef North American National Congress, Barry Phillips, had this to say, "We are an organism, not an organization. It is living with cellular structure. What does it mean that the children of Joseph have begun a journey of biblical governance? It is written in Ezekiel 39, verses 25 through 28, that the following prophecy will be fulfilled. Therefore, thus says the Lord, now I'm going to bring back the captives of Jacob, and I will have compassion on all the house of Israel, and shall be jealous for my set apart name. And they shall have borne their shame, and all their trespass they committed against me, when they dwell safely in their own land, with none to make them afraid, when I have brought them back from the people and gathered them out of the lands of their enemies. And I shall be set apart in them before the eyes of many nations, and they will know that I am the Lord their God, who sent them into exile among the nations, and then gathered them back to their own land, and left none of them behind. The attendees of this conference believe that the dry bones of Ezekiel 37, representing the whole house of Israel, or all 12 tribes, includes the northern kingdom that they see as the non-Jewish part of the nation of Israel. Cindy Wyant, one of the masters of ceremony, commented, this idea, the formal coming together of B'nai Yosef in exile, and becoming a governing body, this is a baby who has now come to full term. We are birthing a nation. There has been 40 weeks since the first B'nai Yosef Congress, who met in Ariel, Israel in May of 2015. And as we know, 40 weeks is the gestation period of a human baby. The voice of the older brother, Judah, or the Jewish people, was also represented at this Congress. We heard from Hanok Young, who is an Orthodox Jew who lives in Israel, who had these insights to share. What I am all about is this, mutual respect for the restoration and reconciliation of the whole house of Israel. He went on to say, for a bridge to be successful, it must be able to be walked on in both directions at all times. In the B'nai Yosef North American National Congress Articles of Declaration, it affirms Hanok's thoughts. The articles, which were approved at the Congress, stated regarding this issue, we will not force Judah or anyone else to accept that we are who we believe ourselves to be. Instead, we will wait patiently on God to do His work. In the interim, we will actively assume the roles of bridge builders, peacemakers, and repairers of the breach, a people who understand why the community at large, the nation to which we belong, is greater than self. If the desire and goal of the newly formed B'nai Yosef National Congress is to reunite the northern kingdom of the house of Joseph or Ephraim with the southern kingdom of the house of Judah or the Jewish people, as prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 37 verses 15 through 19, what about the issue that is so important to the Jewish people regarding missionizing or proselytizing? The approved B'nai Yosef National Congress North American Articles of Declaration had this to say about the subject. We, the people of B'nai Yosef, will stand ready to give an answer for the hope of our calling, willing to share what we believe with anyone who desires to hear. This is our New Testament scriptural responsibility. Yet we acknowledge that there is a difference between giving answers to questions that are asked by others and making an overt effort trying to convert another to our way or understanding and practice. Therefore, B'nai Yosef, North America, cannot and will not support or defend any attempts to missionize, proselytize, or evangelize the Jewish people. Barry Phillips, one of the elders on the Council of Elders, spoke on spiritual boundaries, and he had this to say regarding this topic. We are not to seek to change Judah. This is not our calling or our purpose. Who we can change is ourselves. We are family. We are brothers. Neither side needs to convert to the other in order to cooperate and collaborate with the other. The approved Articles of Declaration is a living document that will be tweaked and edited and may change with time. At this conference, these Articles of Declaration were affirmed and ratified unanimously by all nearly 200 attendees at the close of the conference. Ken Rank, a key leader with the organization United to Restore, made some opening comments or remarks about the Articles of Declaration and then read them to the attendees. He had this to say about the articles. This is an opportunity to think nationally, to think as a nation, and to finally leave self at the door. He went on to say, this is a living document. As B'nai Yosef, or Ephraimites, we all need to stand up, put our toes on the start line, and when God says go, we start walking together on this journey. On the last day of the summit, the Articles of Declaration were signed by the Council of Elders in the Executive Council. The signing was done during a quiet and worshipful atmosphere. Tears and quiet weeping could be heard in the room as the signing of the articles proceeded. It was a holy moment. After the signing, Hanok Young, an Orthodox Jew who lives in Israel, came forward and led the B'nai Yosef North American attendees in singing the Israel National Anthem, Hatikvah. In doing so, there were those who were so overwhelmed and experienced the moment that they openly wept with joy. So, what's ahead for this movement? The vision, hope, and prayer is that the B'nai Yosef Congress, which now has a governing structure, might arise from other nations and continents, so that there will be a B'nai Yosef Europe, a B'nai Yosef Africa, a B'nai Yosef South America, a B'nai Yosef Asia, and the desire is to see the Father's plans become a present-day reality in other nations, continents, and regions as He raises them up by His Spirit. It was the prayer of these attendees that the children of Joseph, who have been scattered to all the nations of the earth, arise, begin to assemble and gather, and form a B'nai Yosef organization to represent their continent, nation, and region. In conclusion, Batya Wooten, a pioneer of the movement going back to the 1970s, had this to say as the weekend closed. This is a high and holy moment. Remember, what you are witnessing is the heart of the Father, and it is the heart of the Father to reunite His people. Be humble. Don't try to own it. Just sit on things. Let the Father move. The Father will have His way. It's His will to unite the 12 tribes of Israel. And may the shaking and the rattling of the bones be heard around the globe. May these dry bones continue to gather and assemble to make a great and mighty living army. Well, that's going to conclude this week's report, where we shared with you details regarding a meeting that took place in the Tampa, Florida area, consisting of those people who refer to themselves as B'nai Yosef, or the children of Israel, and who see themselves as being biblically linked with the northern kingdom of Israel, who's also called the 10 tribes, or Ephraim, who see themselves as a part of the people prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 15 through 17, who are to join with their brethren, the Jewish people, and be united by the hand of the God of Israel. Until we do it again, Shalom, and Yeshua the Messiah, Amen.